This is part two of the recording of the 27th of September to 2021 of the morning class by Srila Bhaktivedanta Bhan Goswami Maharaj, speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 8, verse 248. Prabhudanand Saraswati Pad is speaking of the glories of Srimati Radhika. He's saying, I offer my pranams in the direction in which Srimati, the breeze in which Radharani is standing. That which is very rare to achieve for the yogis. Even Krishna, to achieve Srimati Radhika, he's bathed three times in Radhakund to get her remnants. When she becomes in a sulky mood, to pacify, what he has to do, he has to make a very hard endeavor. It's not so easy, very rare. Who is that person who is drowning in the love of Srimati Radhika? If you take association, then that mood will come into you in one lifetime or another. Do you understand how rare it is and how difficult it is? That's why it is said, saying Krishna Bhakta, like we spoke, and further from that, and the Brajabasis, we will hear, and the best of the Brajabasis is Srimati Radhika. Her mood, one particle, dust of her mood, our life will be successful and very rare. Commentaries by Srila Bhakti with Siddhanta Prabhupada is saying, the whoever is liberated source is that person who has Krishna Bhakti in their heart. They are the best. What is the duty of the living entity? To chant Krishna name and his qualities. That is the good fortune of the liberate, of the aspiring soul. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, the Chatursan, four Kumaras, they had taken Siddhanta Tattva from their father Brahma. They ultimately asked their father, what is the best thing to do? The father said, in a general sense, in a general way, to engage in propagating children, to get married. What will you say to your children? Would you tell them to become a sadhu? No. If you, that person who doesn't want to become sadhu, the parents tells them to become sadhu. But that person who wants to become a sadhu, the parents say, no, no, don't become sadhu.
But
the child who does not listen to the parents' instruction, the parents say, oh please sadhu, take this child. He's useless, he's of no use to anyone. And that person, that child who is earning money and bringing fortune into the house, the parents do not want to let them go. This is the nature of this world. That which is useless, this, the person who cannot see is blind. Please, or person who is not very intelligent, is not of no use. They tell us, Maharaj, please you take this child. But that person who is earning money, please, they can stay here with me. Maharaj, please mercy that he becomes MA, PhD. Then become sadhu. They won't say this. No. What to speak? Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, Sachimata was crying so much. Is that not so? This world has so much attachment. Everybody wants that their child stays with them. Like us, me, they want their children to suffer. Who wants their child to become a sadhu? Nobody. Here, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada is writing, what is Nitya Dharma? Nitya Dharma is to chant the glories and names of the Lord.
Nitya Das.
In the Babaji Sampradaya, they interpret this in a contrary mood. It's not possible by sadhan, Krishna Prem. In the wood, is there fire or not? There is fire in the wood. That fire we have to ignite, but how? Take another stick and rub them together, then fire will manifest. In the same way, the soul, the living entity, when they are manifest, that potency is there. Santa, Dasya, Madhuri, those moods of neutrality, servitude, friendship, and sweetness are there. But slowly, slowly, they will manifest. That's why it is said the Sarup of the Jiva is Krishna Das, not Maya Das. We are not also the servants of the demigods or goddesses. The only identity of the Jiva is Vishnu Das. Believe it or not, every living entity, even if you accept or do not accept, everybody is the servant of Chaitanya or Govinda. Do you understand? Even you believe or not believe, if you do not believe, then you are ruined. If you do not believe, it is a ruin, unfortunate. Everything is wasted. You are not Shiv Das. Devi Das. You are not Ganesh servant. You are not servant of the sun god. This is our identity of our Jiva Swarup. By a Sadhu Sangha association. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada is writing. The Lord, by His mercy, descends from His abode to benefit the living entities. Very nice, such beautiful. The Lord, by His mercy, He descends from His abode to perform His pastimes. Listen to those pastimes. By listening to those pastimes, our anathas, unwanted desires in the heart will be removed.
Purida jana tapakathamritam tapajivanam kavi viriditam tapam savanamangalam srimadatatam bhavigannantite purida jana tapakathamritam tapajivanam
So the best donor is one who speaks the glories of Govinda. The listener and the speaker is very important. One who speaks about the Lord, that person who is able and wanting to speak about the Lord, then we should listen to them. So we have skipped a little bit in the connection of the video, two videos. So Srila Maharaj is speaking about how Srimati Radhika, she chastises Krishna. Beautiful shloka of how Srimati Radhika is speaking to Krishna. Krishna is speaking topics of jnana in front of the gopis. In this material world, there are many different types of knowledge, philosophical conclusions. So the gopis are replying to Krishna, Ayushchate. Krishna has spoken his part. So he is saying to the gopis to meditate on him, like the jnanis, on his feet, like Brahma and others that are trying to meditate on the feet of the Lord. But Rupa Goswami is writing that the gopis sometimes can meditate on the Lord feet of the Lord, and sometimes they're not. It is said in this song.
Mana mana samadukara varpa यद्यपि समाधिश इंद्रोपि पासति न तव न कार्यमरीचि इदमिच्छामि निसम्मत वाच्युत तदापि कृपा अद्भुत बीचि कृष्ण देव भवन्तं ब्रह्मादि बड़े देवता लोग
And great personalities like Brahma, they are trying to meditate in their heart, but they cannot. It's not certain that this will be possible. The Lord's lotus feet cannot manifest in the hearts of its great personalities like Brahma. Maybe they can, maybe not. And Uddhav is speaking further. Whose lotus feet, Lakshmi, meditates, Lakshmi Devi meditates on and performs austerities. Even she is meditating, trying. But the gopis are saying, they keep the Lord's feet on their chest. That which is not possible, impossible for great yogis to achieve in that ras arena. To remove the heat in their bodies, they keep the lotus feet of the Lord on their chest. What a beautiful conception our commentators have given us. Those people have knowledge of the Shastras. And it is a pleasure to speak of the sweet mellows. So it is said, Krishna himself in the rasa to have the gopis association, he is hankering that person who is the best, one aspires to be with them. In other Puranas, Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad and others, they are looking for the Lord. Where can we find him? That supreme personality of Godhead, the connoisseur of all sweet mellows, trying to get the association of his loving devotees. He is going from one forest to another. Why does Krishna go to from one forest to another? Nanda Maharaj, is there any lacking in his home? There are no servants or maids. Even in this material world, if we have a little money, then they will keep servants. We can see. They don't need, but still, to show their opulence and their prestige and their position in society, they keep servants to keep their status. They keep 10 servants, although there is no need. 3 or 4 of them just to wash the pots. There's nobody to eat. And those servants, they themselves, they cook for themselves and they eat and they wash the pots. There's only one other person staying in the house, but they have four servants, like one hotel. In one night, 24,000 rupees for one night. For 8 hours. To stay in that place. Have you heard? Now you have heard. It's in the whole planet. It's considered the best hotel in the world, in Arab. They've made artificial island. And on top, they have put a hotel on that. They are right. And it's not untrue. I am traveling and seeing.
24 lakhs rupees.
You could sell your house in one day. How many Bhagavad Saptas can you do with that much? Meaning to say, this is a very rare thing. We cannot imagine. Can you imagine that you could go into such a hotel? But people go. Those who have hundreds and thousands of rupees, they can go. Meaning to say, Brahma and other demigods, goddesses, are trying to get Krishna's feet in their mind to meditate on. But here, it is showing. Srimati Radhika, she left the Ras dance, and Krishna left all the gopis, neglected all of the gopis, and ran after Srimati Radhika. Why? This is love. This is why Uddhava is saying, even if we are saying that you are fortunate to listen to this, you won't be able to go into this hotel in Arab in countries, but at least you have heard. Everything is golden. Even the toilet is of gold. At least you, there is a moving bed, spinning, rotating. One devotee was telling to Gurudev, when will we perform bhajan like Rupa and Raghunath? Gurudev said, you have considered yourself fortunate to hear their names. Listen to his lecture. That you have heard his name, the names of Rupa and Raghunath, that is your good fortune. You've heard about it, their glories. Is there anybody who can perform bhajan like them? One night under a different tree in Vrindavan. We go to Vrindavan. First we see if there's any hot water and if there is bathroom attached. Do we not see this first? What is true I am speaking? We look at the facilities available. With AC, air conditioning. Before we go to Vrindavan, we book a nice hotel. Especially in these times of Corona. So we don't get this disease. But our Goswamis, they performed bhajan. At least we are able to hear that. When one devotee asks Gurudev, when will I be able to perform bhajan like Rup and Raghunath? Gurudev saying, you are just fortunate just to hear their names and their pastimes. Just consider yourself lucky. Why Krishna ran after Srimati Radhika? There's so many gopis. There were hundreds and thousands, billions of gopis, not one or two. But Krishna left all of them. Without Srimati Radhika, Krishna stopped the Ras dance and ran after her. And in front of everyone, that which is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Pancharatrik Ras, Saradiya Ras. Jayadev Goswami in Geet Govinda was the Basantik Ras and established the glories of Srimati Radhika in that particular Ras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Rai Ramanda, Rai Ramanda first gave the example of Saradiya Ras. Mahaprabhu was not so impressed. This is not the establishing pure love. Then Rai Ramanda took the shlokas of Geet Govinda. Krishna neglected all the other gopis and ran after Srimati Radhika to pacify her man, sulky mood. She is the crown jewel of all the gopis. What is in her that Krishna is able to neglect all the other gopis and run after her? This is what is that thing? To get that thing, Krishna came as Mahaprabhu, taking her mood and complexion. Still, it was not complete. He could not completely taste, although he is Vishayavigraha. He is Krishna. He is Krishna. Even externally, if he takes anything from Srimati Radhika, but he is still Krishna. He stole her mood and complexion and appeared as Mahaprabhu. And one question arises here. Srimati Radhika is not different from him. What was the need to steal? Why he stole? We can see in this material world that the property of the husband and wife, they are not different from each other's. Your bank balance, my bank balance. One bank balance. The same. What was the need to steal? If Radhika, if she asked Radhika, he would, she would have given him. Shrimati Radhika is so generous. She would have given him. What was the need to steal? Hear the word steal, stole. Chori. To steal. Have you ever thought, think, what was the need to steal? Pranay, in this word, there's only one. Your heart is my heart is your heart. And during the time of wedding ceremony, this mantra is spoken. You have forgotten. You don't know what the Brahman. Your heart is my heart, my heart is your heart. Jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai. This is where the video ends. Vanchakalpa tribhyascha, kripasindhu vevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.